a huge overhead watering system, irrigation system, slowly moves across row crops here at the University of Arkansas Experimental Farm. And here they're growing soybeans and corn and cotton.
Cotton requires a, really it does best, I guess, on a specific type of soil, but it needs a certain amount of heat to actually produce a lot of cotton.
That's why the Ozarks microclimate's not conducive to cotton, says Tom Barber, associate professor and cotton specialist at the University of Arkansas Division of Agriculture in Little Rock.
It needs a certain amount of heat units, or it needs a certain amount of heat to actually produce a lot of cotton. A lot of fruit, which gives us a higher yield.
Cotton, a fruit? Yes, because the fibrous puffs or bolls contain seed, like an apple protects and distributes its seed. So the seed is the reason for the fluffy white fiber.
The cotton boll is the lint that is used in clothing or fiber, if you will, for whatever that we make cotton lint out of. All that is produced on the seed coat. So without, you know, that's where the lint comes from, is this, is little minute cells on the seed coat that produce that lint. And so what we do, we harvest it through the ginning process, removes the lint from the seed, and then the seed is further processed to get all the fuzz off of it, basically, and that's the seed we use next year for planting.
It's also classified as a perennial plant, but cotton crops are grown from seed.
Yeah, cotton is very interesting. It's the only perennial crop that we try to grow as an annual, I guess. If you think of your shrubs or trees that you're growing, that may be growing in your yard, it's very similar to that. It is a woody plant, a woody herbaceous plant. If we were growing it in the tropics where we didn't get a hard freeze every year, it could become a tree.
So do cotton blooms have a fragrance?
I don't know if they do or not. The cotton plant, the flower starts off white. It's self-pollinating flower. It's real pretty, a big, robust flower bloom. Usually the pollination process takes about an hour, if not a little longer. And then the flower will turn red. The next day it'll be kind of a pinkish color, and then it'll turn red, and then it dries down, and the we call them bloom tags, but the petals of the flower will fall off, and then you'll see just a little round, what we call a cotton boll, which will eventually become the what we pick.
No one picks cotton by hand anymore, like in the movies with the fingerless gloves and all that blood. So machines do it now.
Fortunately, we have machines that can harvest the crop. And they get, it seems like, more complicated and maybe more efficient from every year that something new is introduced. But basically, these machines have little spindles on them that rotate. And as the machine moves through the field, the spindles rotate, and then the drums that contain those spindles also rotate. And so it actually grabs the lint and pulls it out of the burr. And when we call a burr, cotton is basically a dry dehiscent fruit. So when it matures, it dries down, and that drying process, it opens. And that's the cotton that's made into clothing or whatever. So the white fluffy cotton that we have there in that bowl, inside those bowl bracts, which used to be the outside of the bowl, now they're open with the exposed lint, the spindles grab that lint, bring it into the machine, and then it's basically a large vacuum that sucks it all in and puts it in the basket on the back. So it's a very interesting process.
Arkansas ranks third in cotton production behind Texas, which is number one. It grows 6 million acres, and followed by Georgia. But being a top national producer, Arkansas growers market cotton overseas.
Mainly China. There's some other countries that may import some of our cotton. But our mills, and what I'm calling the mill is the person that takes the gin product, the group that takes the gin product and actually weaves it into yarn, okay? Most of that processing is overseas now. As the United States as a whole exports probably over 80% of our total cotton is exported. It's made into yarn, and then we may import it back to make clothing out of it or sheets or whatever we make out of it. So, but unfortunately for us, a lot of our textile mills that make the yarn, the milling processors, have all moved overseas for the most part.
Our record year for cotton, 2006. We harvested 1.2 million planted acres, which yielded 2.6 million bales of cotton. but it is expensive to grow, on average $650 per acre, and only certain Arkansas soils are well suited to cotton.
Cotton really likes deeper soils, and the reason when we think of cotton versus another row crop that we grow, it puts out a main taproot down to the soil because it's a woody plant. So it produces a main taproot basically the first 40 days of the cotton plant's life. That's what it's doing, is producing root system. And we want deeper soils, highly fertile, deep soils to produce the best cotton, because that root can go down and explore for nutrients, water. And that's one reason it is also more drought tolerant than a lot of our other crops, is because of the root system that it has.
Part of that is due to the development of cotton cultivars.
Oh, wow. Cultivars have changed dramatically. But really, when you talk about cotton, it's still cotton. And it's the cotton that we grow, we call upland cotton. It's Gossypium hirsutum. So it's still the same genus species that we've always grown. They've just been bred to give us more yield, in a shorter amount of time, I guess, in a shorter season. So right now we're growing varieties that are all descendants from the very first varieties grown, still. But we have bred for more drought tolerance. We've bred for more insect tolerance. We've bred, so we can spray herbicides over the top without hurting the cotton. So, genetically, the genetic engineering side of all crops, not just cotton, it has changed the cultivars that we grow.
As for pests, Tom Barber says boll weevils were eradicated just only a few years ago, and now other pests like tarnish plant bug predominate. That's why it's challenging to grow enough cotton organically. Now, some growers, Tom Barber says, are increasingly using beneficial pests. Those are other bugs that prey on cotton pests, as an alternative to chemicals. So how is the cotton crop faring in this second summer of extreme heat?
This year, in 2012, we were so dry and warm early that we have actually planted probably the earliest crop I've ever seen. And one advantage to that is that we can grow cotton without having to deal with a lot of these late season insect pests, because we're going to already be done. The crop's going to be made before, and that's one reason plant bugs haven't been as bad on us this year. We've been able to make the crop without having to be in that real heavy window where they move out of corn and into the cotton.
Our expert, Tom Barber, grew up in the cotton fields of Arkansas and says cotton is deeply woven into our state history.
Well, cotton has been an important part of Arkansas agriculture. Dates back into the early 1900s or even before that. So we started growing cotton in Arkansas, and historically there was some grown in the hills, actually, of Arkansas and along the river valley. From Fort Smith across through Russellville area, there you can still go and find some of these old cobblestone cotton gins every now and then if you look hard enough. So we've had cotton all over the state. Now in recent times, though, it's all mostly in the Delta close to the Mississippi River for the most part.
Now, if you've never seen cotton grown, stop by the Governor's Mansion in Little Rock, where mansion horticulturalist Holly Morgan grows a 40-foot-long, 3-foot-wide patch.
This would be the third season now, and we plant it along with the soybean and the rice and the milo, just kind of have a representation of the major crops that are grown in Arkansas.
Now, cotton is not only used to manufacture fabric, puffs, batting, and swabs. It's woven into string and made into cellulose products, including rayon and cellophane. The seeds are crushed for oil and used in cooking, soaps, and cosmetics, the mash used to feed livestock. The oil is also used by industry in linoleum and paint, and some gardeners prefer to use the fluffy brown hulls for mulch. But cotton is also incredibly valuable for one other reason, says Arkansas Extension cotton agronomist Tom Barber.
But one thing that surprises people the most is that they don't realize that money is mostly cotton. And you think about it, you put it in the washer, you put it in the, nothing happens.
Except cleaner cash. And who doesn't cotton to clean cash? For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Getting late on a sunny evening. gotta go home and take him some rest. Get late on this sunny evening. Poor lady gotta go home and take some rest. You know I got to pick cotton tomorrow and Monday. Little girl, you know that's gonna be a solid mess.